This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House of Representatives will vote today on a series of foreign aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, this comes after months of stalemate on the issue.
The Republican foreign aid package passed a key procedural hurdle in the House on Friday after Democrats provided the necessary votes to offset dozens of GOP defections. Democrats also played the unusual role of helping advance legislation of the majority party out of the Rules Committee on Thursday. The $95 billion foreign aid bills closely match a package that was passed by the Senate in February. House Speaker Mike Johnson broke up key components of this package into distinct bills so that his members would be able to vote their conscience on each piece. Blocks of House Republicans remain opposed to further funding of Ukraine. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Early this morning, the Senate passed legislation to reauthorize a key surveillance law. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows federal agencies to collect the communications of non-Americans without a warrant, although they may include communications with Americans. The Senate voted 60-34 to extend the law for 2 years. The bill now goes to the White House for the president's signature. National security officials say the law is needed to disrupt terrorist attacks. In New York City, a man has died after setting himself on fire outside the criminal trial of former President Trump in Manhattan. From member station WNYC, Catalina Gonella reports.
Police say Maxwell Azzarello scattered pamphlets in the park across the courthouse before self-immolating. They say those pamphlets contained conspiracy theories. In a video obtained by WNYC, he is seen in flames for at least 2 minutes. In the footage, police officers are seen using fire extinguishers to put out the flames. Police say Azzarello arrived in New York City earlier this week from St. Augustine, Florida, and that his family didn't know he was here. For NPR News, I'm Catalina Gonella in New York City.
The United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians says the threat of disease outbreaks in Gaza is growing as winter ends and the temperatures rise. UNRWA Affairs Director Scott Anderson is in Gaza. He says the aid situation is not improving.
Right now, there's well over 1 million people here in Rafah. Most of them are displaced. Population before the conflict was 275,000. So it's 4 to 5 times the number of people. Everything moves kind of at the pace of a donkey cart because the congestion of traffic is so bad. And what you have is people every day trying to find food, water, and now trying to find shade as the temperatures increase and we move from winter to summer. So people are in a very difficult position.
He was interviewed by the BBC. This is NPR News in Washington. Iraqi security officials say there was an explosion last night at a military base in Iraq used by an armed group backed by Iran. One person was killed and at least 8 others were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. The Environmental Protection Agency has classified 2 widely used forever chemicals as hazardous substances under the nation's Superfund law. NPR's Ping Wong reports the rule is intended to make polluters pay.
The Superfund law allows EPA to order that sites contaminated with harmful chemicals get cleaned up and to get those responsible for the pollution to pay. 2 of the most common chemicals in the class known as PFAS are now on the list. These were used for decades to make products waterproof and stainproof, and they've been linked to health problems such as high cholesterol, lowered immune responses, and some cancers. While PFAS pollution comes from many sources, EPA says they'll focus on manufacturers that made or use these chemicals in their products, and not on airports or farmers or fire departments that have polluted the environment by using PFAS products. This is the EPA's 2nd rule this month addressing PFAS. Last week, it put a limit on the allowable levels of some PFAS in drinking water. Ping Huang, NPR News.
It's Orange Crush time on Tybee Island, Georgia. It's an annual event when students descend on the tiny island for spring break. It's a popular destination for those who attend historically black colleges and universities. Last year, Orange Crush drew more than 100,000 revelers. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.